Well, here's a question. Does money make you happy? For several decades, academics thought there was a clear, but rather strange answer to that question. Richer people tend to be happier than poorer people, but richer societies do not tend to be happier than poorer ones. This was called the Easterlin paradox after the academic who uncovered it in the 1970s. It's implied that money makes you happy, but only if you have it and the other people around you don't. Well, that's been taken as gospel, but now two academics have reworked the data and say there is no paradox. In fact, richer societies are happier than less rich ones. I spoke to Betsy Stevenson, one of those academics from the Wharton School at Pennsylvania University, and to Professor Andrew Oswald of Warwick University, who has doubts over it.
Easterlin looked at Japan, found a country whose GDP had increased sixfold in the post-war period, and found no change in happiness. Here, we're not looking at new data. We're looking at the old data, but we did something very simple, which was we actually had the questions translated. And what we found was that a lot of previous authors had treated this data as one continuous data set where people had been asked the same question over many years. But what we found when we had the question translated was that the question had changed dramatically. So to give you an example, prior to 1964, the top category, people were asked how satisfied they were with their life at home, and the top category was, although I'm not innumerably satisfied, I'm generally satisfied with life now. Now, in 1964, the top category changed to, I am completely satisfied. You probably aren't going to be surprised to hear that that change led to a big decrease in the number of people choosing the top category. It fell from 18% to 4% of people choosing the top category. That fall made it look like happiness wasn't rising.
So in essence, the data when it's updated, the questions when they're properly translated, and when you look over the original data set in new ways, you find that actually people do get happier when their country gets richer. Andrew Oswald, a lot of work has gone into trying to explain the puzzle, and here Betsy Stevenson and her colleagues have found there isn't a puzzle to be explained at all.
Well, I certainly think this is interesting work. You have to remember this is one grain of sand on a whole beach of alternative evidence here. We need to weigh up both camps, both sides, and think about what the balance of the evidence suggests. First of all, there's really no debate about the fact that the rich countries tend to be much happier than very poor countries. It would be amazing if that wasn't true. The rich countries have very good public health systems, very good education systems, and so on. That's not, to my mind, or the minds of most of the people who work in this area, what the Easterlin paradox is about. It's about people like you and me.
It's on the rich countries and whether being very rich is better than being quite rich, yes?
Exactly. If you go to our kinds of nations, as we get richer, as we go from one Ford each to two Lexuses each, are we going to get happier? There, every statistician and economist who's looked at this issue has drawn the conclusion that we're not finding evidence of a rise in happiness.
Betsy Stevenson, you do find that the United States doesn't get happier as it gets richer. Is that not right? And that is a pretty big counterexample to what you're now trying to argue, isn't it?
First of all, it's absolutely the case. The U.S. has not gotten any happier. I think we should ask what's going on in the U.S. Our paper's not trying to claim that income is the only thing that matters for happiness. But looking at one data point, the United States, and finding that the U.S. isn't getting happier shouldn't be the basis of a paradox.
But only an economist would say, you can't base much on looking at one data point in the United States. It is such a big data point, really. It's hard to ignore. There's something interesting going on there.
But
if Americans are not getting happier as they get richer. Andrew Oswald, do you not think that people from outside this area of happiness debates might not look at an argument between eminent academics who spent such a long time studying this on such a basic point of factual difference would say this area is obviously not quite as interesting perhaps as an academic pursuit as we might have thought. If we can't establish this basic fact as to whether money seems to make you happier as you get richer, this is really leaves you nowhere, doesn't it?
Quite the reverse. I would have thought this suggests the tremendous vitality and importance of this field. I'm afraid, as I've tried to explain, I don't agree with Betsy Stevenson's conclusion here, even though the work is important, and I think that the data show, even at the simplest level, that as countries get richer, they don't get happier. If we look at the UK, since 1970, real spending power for a typical family has risen almost three times. If we look at declared levels of life satisfaction today compared to the early 70s, they are exactly the same.
Betsy Stevenson, I know you'd rather have two Lexuses than one Ford, because we know that you think money does ultimately seem to correlate with happiness. Andrew Oswald,
Absolutely not. That is not what I think, and I want to be really clear about that. It's not about spending. It is not about having two Lexuses versus a Ford. It's about having greater opportunity. All we're pointing out is that as countries get richer, people have greater choices.
Dr. Betsy Stevenson, Andrew Oswald, thank you both very much.